29. Another authority. The place is empty and cold. Grey rockcrete walls lined with arterial pipework. They walk together side by side, a demigod giant and a tiny old man in a rustling paper suit. Foe can hear the distant, muffled thump of explosions. It really is getting close.
"Who do you guard me from, Amon?" he asks.
"You are a prisoner, and therefore must be guarded."
"Yes, obviously, but..."
Foe pauses.
"Sometimes I wonder, are you guarding me from things that might harm me, or are you guarding everything else from me?"
"Can't it be both?" asks Amon.
"I don't know. Can it?"
"I think a basic definition of the role of a guard is both. It certainly can be both. Is this some kind of game?"
A tone of wariness again.
"Aha. I hear you like games, Amon."
"I do not, but I am good at them."
Foe nods. He can feel that loop of paranoia tightening.
"I can presume, then, that at least part of your duty is to guard me, which is to say, protect me from others?"
Foe asks.
"It is."
"Protect my life?"
"It is."
"Protect me from harm?"
"It is. Rather, it was. Directives have been issued. My duty function is completed. You are to be passed to another authority."
"That," says Foe, "sounds alarming. Tell me, if you don't mind, for it seems we are about to part company forever. You say your duty function is completed. How do you know?"
"I have been informed so."
"But really, when does duty end? Only in death. Isn't that the mantra you fellows like to bark, given half a chance?"
"No,"
says Amon.
"The phrase you refer to, I believe, originates with the Imperial Army. They are mortal, and therefore death is a more practical increment by which to measure things."
Foe smiles.
"Was that a joke, Amon?"
"No."
"Are you sure? Not even a tiny bit of one? I distinctly caught a hint of dry wit at work there."
"It was not a joke."
"Oh," says Foe. "How very disappointing."
They reach the small laboratorium. The hatchway stands open and the lights inside are on. They do not stop, but as they pass, Foe sees a team of high-grade servitors inside, their body cowling painted black. They are hard at work, dismantling and tagging his apparatus, and packing it away in insulated cargo crates.
"He's confiscating it, then, your lord and master Valdor. Confiscating my work?"
"It is complete," replies Amon. "You completed it. It is being secured."
"And so I become a disposable asset," says Foe. "I probably shouldn't have said it was complete, should I? Might have lived a little longer that way, eh, Amon?"
"Haven't you lived long enough?" asks Amon.
Foe doesn't answer him, not even with a quip. He has just seen what is waiting for him at the far end of the long, dank corridor.